The 377 field is for language associated with the entity. This is usually interpreted as languages for which we have evidence of public use by that entity, so the official language of a conference, the language of publications by a person, and so on. The MARC language codes are used in subfield $A. The use of subfield $L is very rare, and only necessary when no specific MARC language code exists for the language, so this generally affects dialects. If a fuller form of the person's name is known, it is given in the 378 field. This can be done whether or not the fuller form was included in subfield $Q of the 100 field. Again, this information can be useful in breaking conflict or deciding whether this authority record represents the right person. Let's look again at the authority record for John Kinghorn. Now you can see that the new MARC fields contain extra information about this person, such as his year of birth in the 046 subfield $F or his place of birth in 370 subfield $A. We also have a field of activity in 372, electronics, and an associated group in 373, the University of Sussex, where he studied. Finally, there is a field stating his gender and another giving his language. All of this information is taken from the 670 field, but then coded into specific MARC fields as appropriate. Here's another example of an RDA name authority record, this time for Terry Leahy. Here you can see even more detail, such as a complete birth date in the 046 field. There are multiple associated places in the 370 field, including a place of birth in Liverpool, associated country of Great Britain in subfield $C, Cuffley as his place of residence in subfield $E, and Manchester as another associated place in subfield $F. There are several fields of activity, supermarkets, marketing, industrial management, in the 372 field, to cover the various aspects of his professional career. You can see that his occupation in the 374 field is chief executive officers, and the associated groups list various places where he has worked. The first 373 field for Tesco gives an end date to that association as February 2011-02. The second 373 field for his current employer had to be separated out because of the use of an end date for Tesco. The fuller form of his name, including his middle name, is given in the 378 field as it is known, even though it wasn't needed as part of the access point in the 100 field. You don't need to worry too much about all of this, but you can see from this record that the information provided in all these extra fields can be very rich and detailed. You should already have a workflow for passing on requests for authority work, such as the creation of a new heading. As we saw at the start of this module, this should continue to work in the same way, and there are a number of reasons why you might need authority work. You may need a new access point created. You may want to add information such as references to an existing authority record. You may want to differentiate an undifferentiated authority record with new information, especially as under RDA we now have the new qualifier of occupation, which should make it easier to differentiate people. When you are cataloguing in RDA, you will also need to pass on any items where you come across an authority record flagged with the 667 note we saw when we were looking at conferences. As we saw for conferences, some existing AACR2 authority records contain a 667 note with the wording shown on the slide. This 667 note was automatically added to various categories of AACR2 headings, which were identified as posing a problem under RDA, but which could not be easily fixed by a global change. The addition of the 667 note was done during the summer of 2012, during phase one of what is being called programmatic changes to the authority file. The types of existing AACR2 authority records that were given this 667 note include conferences, headings for works with polyglot in the subfield $L, records which contain more than one language name in the subfield $L, any personal names with a subfield $C because of the changes in qualifiers allowed under RDA, records with subfield $S beginning libretto or text because of RDA changes to creators of librettos, and records for treaties and for certain musical ensembles. These records have the 667 because the authorised access points they contain cannot be used in RDA records. They are gradually being manually reviewed and upgraded to RDA by trained NACO cataloguers. If you are cataloguing in AACR2, there is no problem with using one of these access points. However, if you are cataloguing in RDA and want to use an authorised access point for an entity whose authority record contains this 667 note, you will need to pass this on to a NACO cataloguer using your normal authority workflows. If you're unsure what this means, please speak to one of the RDA trainers or to Christian Stauffenbiel, who is the NACO liaison. You can see from what we have discussed today that there are many areas where existing AACR2 headings will need to be changed to conform to RDA. Some need manual interpretation and updating, which are the headings identified in Phase 1 and given the 667 note. However, in a large number of cases, changes can be made to authorities in an automated way. This is what has been called Phase 2 of the programmatic changes to the authority file. A number of RDA changes have been identified which can be automatically made to the whole authority file. This includes the expansion of abbreviations that are no longer valid under RDA, as well as some other policy or practice changes, such as the changes we discussed earlier to authorised access points in the Bible and Quran. The slide covers the main categories of authority records that are getting modified in Phase 2. Full details of these programmatic changes to the authority file can be found at the URL given on the slide. The work of Phase 2 continued until Day 1 of RDA on March 31st, but its impact on work here in Cambridge will continue for longer. The updated authority records are being released at a rate of about 30,000 updated records a day during this phase. The large number of changes means that there will be some delay in loading and dealing with these changes locally in Cambridge, as you can imagine. They may take a little while, but they are in hand. BIB records that use an authorised access point, which has changed as part of the programmatic changes, will be updated eventually. But again, due to the sheer volume of work, this may take some time. In your current cataloguing work, when you come across the incorrect assignment of AAPs in a large number of BIB records, many of you are reporting this for correction, either via Cataloguer's Toolkit or by emailing Fiona Grant in Authority Control. Please continue to do this, but we do ask that you be aware that local correction work has been suspended during this period of major batch upgrades, so please do not be surprised if your request for corrections in the Cambridge DB database takes longer than usual. Please be patient for corrections, because there is a huge amount of work going on behind the scenes with authority records, although it might be that by the time you're listening to this, this work has been completed. That's the end of the module on authorised access points. Thank you for listening.